Welcome to the Harvest USA podcast, where we offer the transformative hope of the gospel to those impacted by sexual sin. Our passion is to equip the church to think biblically about God's design for sexuality, repentance, and life in Christ.
One of the most common questions I get at Harvest USA is whether or not being tempted is a form of sin. While there are many different reasons why a person might ask that question, one prevalent reason stems from a misunderstanding of the nature of sin. We are too quick to limit sin to outward behavior. And we often prefer this understanding of sin because if we can limit sin to what we do, then maybe we can manage it. Maybe we really can get to a place where we obtain a righteousness of our own. The temptation in our hearts to diminish the need for a righteousness outside of ourselves is something we should all be aware of. We are all tempted to limit the gospel saving work to sins of the past, subconsciously hoping that we'll reach a point in our walk with Jesus where we really won't need that much grace anymore. But here's a reality that at first sounds crushing, but if you can embrace it, it is one of the most freeing truths for your journey of sanctification. Here it is. Even your best works still need the cleansing blood of Jesus. There is not a single moment in your Christian life where you can offer up anything to God and say, "This is holy, pure, righteous, and acceptable in your sight." Not one moment. Every moment of every Christian's life is wrought with imperfections, weaknesses, and remaining corruption. Remember the standard Jesus gives us, that we are to love the Lord with all of our heart and all of our soul and all our mind. Not only do we not do that all the time, but I don't think there's one moment where I've ever done that perfectly to the standard of God's perfect holiness. Now that's sobering, hard news, but it is also a balm for the soul that is plagued with the desire to find their hope and security in their own performance. The only way to obtain access into God's presence is perfection. The only way to stay in His presence and not be cast out is perfection. That perfect, confirmed personal righteousness has been accomplished in the person and work of Jesus Christ. And it is only by faith that His righteousness is credited to us. And I know for many of you, you say, "I know I'm justified completely through the work of Christ alone. I get that. But I want my life to please God. I want my efforts and actions to be pleasing to Him." And it's crushing to hear that everything misses the mark, that I can't offer anything to Him. But here's where Jesus becomes so precious. Not only does Jesus justify you, but Jesus is the one who cleanses your imperfect efforts and presents them to the Father. And the Father looks at you in Christ and looks at the work that you have done in sincere faith to Him. And He says, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." Brothers and sisters, we don't just need Jesus to justify us. We need Jesus in order to do anything that is pleasing to the Father. So if you're wrestling with temptation, if there are sinful thoughts that come into your mind unbidden and yet look very appealing to you, you still have the opportunity in that moment to please your Father. Your faith-driven, spirit-wrought turning from temptation and to Christ is not an indicator that you're perfect. It shows that you still have remaining sin in your life. But what it also shows is that God is at work in your life to give you the grace to respond to remaining sin in a manner that is pleasing to Him.